This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine struck a railway depot and knocked out power in the Russian-occupied city of Melitopol deep behind front lines on Wednesday, amid growing talk from Kyiv of a counterassault against Russian forces worn out by a failed winter offensive. Zachary Gelman of Reuters reports.
A GoPro camera mounted on a Ukrainian tank shows the vehicle crawling forward, its massive cannon then lobs shells downrange. Video released by the Ukrainian military claims to show fighting near the shattered city of Bakhmut in the eastern part of the country, where Kyiv's soldiers have fought Russian invaders for months in a battle both sides have described as a meat grinder, but neither has so far managed to win. Russia has claimed in recent days to have made progress in street-by-street fighting. British intelligence on Wednesday said Ukrainian forces had successfully pushed the Russians back from one of the city's main supply routes. The head of a private Russian mercenary group heavily involved in the Bakhmut operation on Wednesday acknowledged that the fighting had badly damaged his forces.
That's Reuters' Zachary Gulman reporting. Russia on Thursday charged an American correspondent for the Wall Street Journal with spying in a case certain to escalate Moscow's diplomatic feud with Washington over the war in Ukraine and likely to further isolate Russia. The newspaper denied the allegations and demanded the immediate release of trusted and dedicated reporter, to use their term, Evan Gershkovich. There was no immediate response from Washington. Gershkovich is a 31-year-old who's worked in Russia as a journalist for 6 years. He's the highest-profile American arrested there since basketball star Brittany Griner, who was freed in December after 10 months in jail on drug charges. A Moscow court has ordered him held in pretrial detention until May 29th. The state news agency said he pleaded not guilty. VOA News. The United States, Britain, Japan, and Australia on Wednesday expressed their concern over the dissolution of Myanmar's former ruling party and urged a more inclusive process to return the country to democracy. Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson has more.
The U.S. and several allies have condemned Myanmar's military for disbanding dozens of political parties. Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy was one of 40 parties to be dissolved on Tuesday, over their failure to meet a deadline to register for an election. No date has been set for the polls, but they have already been widely condemned as a way for the junta to legitimise its seizure of power in a coup 2 years ago. Since 2021, a bloody crackdown on protests has given rise to an armed struggle against the junta, with more than 1 million people displaced by the fighting. The military says it's targeting terrorists and not civilians.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson reporting. GOP lawmakers have overridden a veto of a transgender bill in the U.S. state of Kentucky. AP's Lisa Dwyer has the story.
Republican lawmakers in Kentucky have swept aside the Democratic governor's veto of a bill regulating some of the most personal aspects of life for transgender young people. The bill bans access to gender-affirming health care and restricts the bathrooms they can use. The Kentucky Senate voted 29-8 to override the veto. A short time later, the state House completed the override on a vote of 76-23. After the legislative defeat, the American Civil Liberties Union of Kentucky says they'll mount a legal challenge. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is stepping onto the front lines of the battle for democracy in Africa. Harris is spending time Thursday in Tanzania as it makes fragile progress toward restoring its reputation as a more inclusive government. Tanzania's first female president, Samia Suluhu Hassan, has undone some of the country's more oppressive policies, such as a ban on opposition rallies, even though she came to power as a member of the ruling party. Harris is the first woman to serve as U.S. vice president. Her meeting with Hassan will be a noteworthy show of support from Washington as the United States deepens its outreach to Africa. An open letter signed by Elon Musk, Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak, and other prominent high-tech experts and industry leaders is calling on the artificial intelligence industry to take a 6-month pause for the development of safety protocols regarding AI technology. The letter, as of early Thursday, had been signed by nearly 1,400 people. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Marissa Melton, VOA News.